From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The White House is warning congressional Democrats that if they block the tax cut compromise President Obama has worked out with Republican leaders, they could push the U.S. economy back into recession. White House economic advisor Lawrence Summers says failure to pass the package would significantly increase the risk that the economy would stall. But Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner of New York says he thinks most Americans do not support extending tax cuts for wealthy Americans as the compromise would do.
More than two-thirds of Americans say they support the idea that Democrats have always advocated. People who make $250,000 and less get a tax cut. The rest of the money either goes to deficit reduction or other targeted incentives.
Weiner was on CBS's Early Show. The Senate may begin debate on the tax cut compromise today. The Senate is also set to consider a massive spending bill to keep the federal government operating through next September. NPR's Giles Snyder reports the measure, which narrowly passed the House last night, would freeze the budgets for most federal agencies at current levels.
The bill wraps a dozen annual spending bills Congress must pass into a single measure. The focus now shifts to the Senate, which is working on a different approach. Democrats still hope to pass the 12 spending bills in one large package, but it's unclear if they have the muscle to push it through. The Senate bill provides slightly more money, but it also includes the pet spending projects known as earmarks, which have become a symbol for many voters of wasteful spending. The House bill prohibits them. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Legislation that would create a path to citizenship for hundreds of thousands of foreign-born young people who were brought to the U.S. illegally has passed the House. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the bill is appropriately named.
The DREAM Act itself symbolizes what it is to be an American. It's about equality. It's about opportunity. It's about the future.
But the future for the bill is bleak. It faces a key vote in the Senate in a couple of hours, and earlier this fall, supporters of the measure failed to muster enough votes to overcome a Republican filibuster. UN peacekeeping troops in Haiti have been firing tear gas canisters to disperse crowds of people protesting results of the country's disputed presidential election. Popular Haitian singer Michel Martelly says he's filing a legal challenge to the election results, which exclude him from a runoff in the race. A senior official from China has met with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-il today, and China's official news agency says the two came to some consensus about the crisis on the Korean Peninsula, but no further details were given. The U.S. has been urging China to put more pressure on its ally, North Korea, to halt provocations after last month's shelling of a South Korean island. First-time claims for unemployment benefits have fallen to their second lowest level this year, dropping nearly 4% last week. Jobless benefit claims have been falling steadily for over the past 2 months now. This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama has signed legislation that will provide more than $4.5 billion in compensation to black farmers and Native Americans who say they were mistreated by the federal government. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the measure settles a number of long-running claims.
By signing the Claims Resolution Act, the president brought to a close what he called a long and unfortunate chapter in U.S. history. The bill includes $3.4 billion to benefit Native Americans who complained the federal government had mishandled oil and timber royalties that were owed on Indian lands.
After years of delay, this bill will provide a small measure of justice to Native Americans whose funds were held in trust by a government charged with looking out for them.
The measure also includes money to compensate black farmers who were unfairly denied loans by the Agriculture Department in the 1980s and 90s. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The percentage of working-age Americans who are entering nursing homes is on the rise. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports on an analysis of federal data by NPR's investigative unit.
NPR obtained 10 years of data from the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Older people are still, by far, the largest population in nursing homes, but their percentage is dropping slightly. The fastest-growing group, 31 to 64-year-olds. Many of those younger people have chronic medical conditions like diabetes, kidney failure, and mental illness. With the right medical care, they could live in their own homes. But state programs to help often are hard to find, and many are getting cut as states face record budget deficits. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.